With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Curifta medalists and Cayman's rising throwing stars, Kalia Hay and Gabriella Linton, continue to turn heads overseas, this time at the Under Armour National High School Championships, one of the top youth meets in the United States. Just 14 years old and competing in a division that typically features 19 and 20-year-old athletes, Hay delivered a standout performance, finishing second overall in her event, while Linton also held her own against the older field, placing 14th out of 34 competitors, a strong showing for one of the youngest athletes in the entire division. Their results are drawing attention not only because of the placements, but because both athletes are competing well above their age group, gaining valuable experience against some of the strongest high school throwers in North America. Cayman's Rasheem Brown has reportedly smashed a national record in the men's 110-meter hurdles. The 26-year-old clocked 13.37 seconds in the heats at TrackFest, narrowly missing Ronald Forbes' long-standing mark of 13.36, coming back in the final with 13.25 and cementing himself as Cayman's new hurdles king. It's a massive milestone for Rasheem Brown, who continues to push Cayman athletics onto the international stage. CBAC is congratulating Lennox Turnham-Wheatley, Eva Oldfield, and Connor McDonald on representing the Cayman Islands at the 2026 Mare Nostrum Swim Tour. Mare Nostrum is one of the world's premier competitions, bringing the world's best together for a three-meet circuit across Europe. The competition has stops in Monaco, Canet-en-Roussillon, and Barcelona. Athletes compete at each stop in quick succession, making it a fast-paced and highly competitive international series. And the 2026 National Men's League season came to an exciting conclusion as the Seoul Blazers completed a dominant championship run to capture the Division I title yet again, becoming the most winningest team in Cayman men's basketball history. Seoul Blazers head coach is Sean Peterson.
Oh my gosh, 13 wins is amazing. I feel so proud of the team for how hard they work together and how we accomplished another championship. It's been such a great opportunity for us to win this.
What do you have to say about your team today? Even when Lions was creeping back up, your team pulled it together. What were some of the things being said in the huddle?
We did say that we pretty much have to step up on our defense, which we did.
You've had some of these guys now for many years, over 10 years, and you've held them under your wing. What do you want to say to your guys at this moment if they're listening?
I want to say I'm really proud of them and for them to be there for so many years, so loyal. That says so much when the players are so loyal and committed to the team, and I'm really proud of them for that. I'm honored to have the privilege to coach a group of young men that play together as champions.
The Blazers defeated the Lions 75-69 to complete a 2-0 sweep of the best of three championship series. The Division I Finals MVP was Samuel Ogaro with 21 points and 9 rebounds.
Congratulations on the win. 13th win for Blazers. Yeah. This is amazing. It's incredible. It's a dynasty. Tell me what you think about this win and what it means to you.
Well, this win means a lot, especially to me and the rest of the guys too, because we lost last year and we didn't have our full squad, and it was very hurtful. So we wanted to come back with a vengeance and just you know, show them what we're really made of.
Definitely. And what do you have to say about the Lions squad? They gave you guys quite a fight. They kept coming back into the game. What are your views on how you guys kept your composure and still kept the momentum going?
We just realized that we have the experience. We've done this many times. We knew that they were going to make some plays. We knew that they were going to come hard and do anything to get in our heads, get the refs on their side, anything they can do to win. And we just kept our composure. We wanted to win very badly. We moved the ball. We played as a team. And I think that was what helped us the most, especially on the defensive end. We stayed to our man. We helped when we needed to help. And we took care of the ball.
MVP for you. This is amazing. How do you feel about your MVP status?
Man, again, I love it. I just love it. I love that they voted for me. I guess I played really well. I thought all of us were MVPs tonight. So I'm just happy I got this award.
I know I've been hearing through the grapevine that this might be your last year, because I know you're in coaching mode now. What do you have to say about that? Is it going to be a last year in a Blazers uniform, or do you think you have one more to give?
No, man, I can still give. Until I reach 40 or something, I can keep going. I love playing for this team. I love our camaraderie. I love the coach. I love how we play together, even when we're down. We may argue, it don't matter, but we still come back as one and we get the win.
The Pilipinas completed a dominant championship run to capture the Division II title as well. The Pilipinas defeated the U-17 Storm 94-84 to also complete a 2-0 series sweep and capture the title. Pilipinas head coach is Ferdy Ramiento.
Congratulations, coach.
Thank you very much.
What does this win mean to you?
Well, as I told you yesterday, this is really means a lot to all of us, especially with this kind of crowd that shows in our game, and I think this is really a good day for us.
Three times champion. That's amazing. What do you have to say about the work that you all put in, the effort that you all put in tonight?
Well, being together in 4 years, you know, they know each other, and they really work together. Every time we are in the court, and that was really our advantage, and they become a friend, a family, and this is our home now, Cayman Islands. So that's why we are going to do this next year and the coming years. Yes, thank you very much.
The Division II Finals MVP was Kenji Roman with 27 points and 16 rebounds.
I feel happy that we win the game. For the MVP, it's just a bonus for us. For me, it's just a bonus.
Yeah, but that's three times now.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Yeah, what does this say about your team?
My team plays good. We hope next year we can defend our title.
I like your jersey.
Yeah.
Was this any motivation for your win tonight?
Yeah, it's like Kobe, my t-shirt. So like Kobe mentality, we don't give up. We just play until the end of the time.
SIBA will now shift its focus to the U-16 boys basketball finals on the weekend. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.